Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, 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 everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? I got a topic because I'm struggling with sleep and relaxing my brain because it's not happening right now. And I don't know what it is, what's going on. And I struggle sometimes. I'm on the struggle bus. Like, during the day, I am wide awake. I'm like, I go to the gym, I eat well, I exercise, I do all the things. So when 9:30 comes around, I'm like, I'm tired. Like, I want to go to bed. So I legit do my whole routine. I crawl into bed, and now I'm wide awake. Legit wide awake. My brain is rolling. The monkey in there is clapping the cymbals. And now I cannot sleep. I was just freaking falling asleep on the couch about 15 minutes ago. And I was struggling to stay awake watching that YouTubes with George. And I cannot sleep now. I get so angry. Now I'm anxious and angry, and I get myself all hyped up because I can't sleep. So I've been working really hard, and I know everybody's like, oh, you can take sleep meds. Okay, I had a friend who was on a sleep med, and you heard the stories. Like, he legit left the house, drove to a convenience store, got Slurpees and hot dogs and drove home, put the car back in the garage, went back to bed, woke up the next morning and was like, how the hell did all this shit get here? And he figured out by all the ring cams and all this other stuff, he drove somewhere on a sleep med. And I was like, I will never, ever, ever take a sleep med in my life because I don't want to drive to like Hershey Park and like eat all the chocolates because that would be my luck. So I want to go over three ways. As you learned through my podcast, there's always three things. I do three things because three is a good lucky number. So three ways to improve our sleep and relaxation skills for our wellness. So let's get started. Number one, let's establish a consistent, that is a key word, consistent sleepy time routine. So I'm terrible with this, and I think this is kind of the start of my woes, is that I don't have a consistent bedtime, as they say. I like to try to go to bed around 10, like 9:30, 10, and sometimes, you know, when we have pizza night, we don't get home until like 11, or we're out with friends, or I'm watching something on TV, but like, go to bed at the same time every day, even on the weekdays, even on the weekends, because setting that schedule is going to help you create a better routine. Also, create a relaxation pre-sleep routine will also help calm down your body. You're like, what the hell is a pre-sleep routine? Let me tell you this. A warm shower or bath for those who like to take those adult tubbies. Maybe practicing some gentle yoga or meditation, reading a book, putting on your favorite jammies, whatever. People like to put lotion on and oils and do all that oily stuff in the Ayurveda world. It's awesome. limit the exposure to screens. Okay, this has been a huge thing for me, is like not having phones on in the bedroom. George is terrible with this. He literally will come in and be on the phone for like 2 hours and it drives me nuts. But I will have the phone on because it's my clock, but I will set the timer. I will turn on my Aura app. I have been using this now for like 6 months and I really like it. And I will find a meditation or a hypnosis or a sleepy time story and I will let it play. I make sure it's like 60 minutes and I will just let it play. I'm not on the phone. I'm not playing games on it. I'm not looking at Instagram. I mean, sometimes I will and that screws up my sleepy time, but like I don't like to be on my phone. We don't have a TV in the bedroom. We don't have anything else. There's no other clocks in the bedroom. There's nothing in there. It's just us for sleep. Number two is create a comfortable sleep environment. As I was just talking about, is make sure that the bedroom is dark, it is cold, and that it is cool. It is super important to have this type of environment. George calls it a cave because the darker it is, the easier it is to sleep. Literally, if you blink open your eyes, it's not like daylight, it's dark. So that means that you can go back to bed easier. Invest in a comfortable mattress or pillows that support your body and promote healthy sleep. If you don't know anything about this, go to one of those mattress stores. Yes, they'll try to sell you the best of the best, but you know what? Do your research. You can do research online. You can ask ChatGPT. You can ask other people what kind of mattresses they have because everybody has an opinion on what works, but that works for them. But go to the experts. Talk to certain people. Talk to a sleep doctor, whatever. But learn, understand what works best for your body. Consider using a white noise or an app on your phone. Earplugs. I use earplugs all the time because I know when the garbage truck is coming. It comes at like 2:30 in the morning. And literally at the end of our driveway next door to us, they will take the garbage and munch it at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It is crushing the garbage. Like, is that necessary to do that right here when we're trying to sleep? I understand it's your job, but you know what? It wakes my ass up and now I'm up. And once I'm up, I gotta go pee. And once I go pee, now I can't go back to bed for like an hour. It's annoying. So try to use earplugs or an eye mask to block out some of these disturbances. Number three is practice relaxation techniques. Yes, techniques like yoga nidra. I'm reading a book on this right now and it's so fascinating. It's a way to relax your body and practice deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation and guided imagery. All these things are ways to settle down the mind, settle down the body. Because if we don't settle down this body and mind, it makes it harder to sleep. We need to bring it down a notch. During the day, we are elevated to level 10. We need to bring it down to 2 and 3 to start to go to bed. Engage in activities that calm your mind. Many people love to read. Girl, I can't read. If I read, either I get overstimulated or yes, it makes me sleepy, but then when I try to go to bed, I can't. It's weird. I'm not a reader. But that meditation or a cup of vanilla sleepy tea, there's a whole bunch of things that you can do. Even the holistic world has aromatherapy. There's many oils out there that you can rub on your feet or put it in the inside of your wrist that can help you sleep. These three ways are going to help you relax. But don't forget, if you have something on your mind, girl, try to solve it before going to bed. Write it down, journal it, get it out of your mindset, because if it's in your mind, it's going to be in your mind all night and into the morning. So that is one technique that you can use to help settle down just a little bit more. So by establishing the sleep routine, creating a comfortable sleep environment, and practicing these relaxation techniques, you can too improve your sleep quality. So I hope this makes sense. You can take a little bit of nuggets out of this podcast today and see if it works. So hit me up on social media and be like, hey girl, I'm a sleeping nightmare, or hey, I have a suggestion. And I would love to hear it, because I too struggle in the sleep world. So mwah! I love you all so big. And I hope that you use some of this stuff to be a better human. So take care, and I'll talk to you next week.